from the backwoods and the swamp waters of the Sunshine State and all across America and the world, this is The Big and Wild Outdoors with your host, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and Glenn Kinman.
And good morning. Welcome in. This is The Big and Wild Outdoors, broadcasting live this morning out here at Lake Panasoffkee for our third annual Panfish Challenge. Good morning, Braden. Good morning, Jonathan. You got you some sausage. Fish fillets yet?
Not yet. If you hear car engines and all that, that's because we got a line of people putting boats in the water.
Man,
how about that?
Lots of them. Tons of them, man. It's unbelievable.
This is by far the largest of our third annual event. This is bigger than the first one.
Third time's the charm.
And we had the Sumter County tax, whatever it is, the tourism people involved with it. And I tell you, this year is, man, we're 40-plus boats right now on the registrations. And still plenty of time if you're thinking about it. Turn your boat around, turn your truck around, and head on up here to Lake Panasoffkee.
Contrary to what you might have heard from some people, the lake is fine.
The water, all the rain we had this week, water is still a little low, so you just have to navigate out of the canal with your tillers up so that once you get into the lake, you're good to go. But
if you're somewhere else today, you're in the wrong place.
Come on in, boys. Today, the water's fine.
If you're not even fishing, I mean, with the raffle items and all the stuff that they got that they're giving away today, unbelievable amount of stuff. It's crazy. And I tell you, we're going to be cooking up some Uncle John's Pride a little bit later on.
It's already cooking.
I'm one of these.
I'm glad he brought his father-in-law with us.
I got my children. There's no child labor laws up here, man. And so you got lunch. You got everything you're going to need right here today. I mean, if you don't have a fishing pole, you don't have bait or whatever, don't worry. Panta Vista Lodge has everything you're going to need.
If you bring a kid, anyone
get fishing poles for free.
You get a fishing pole, so no excuse.
How much of a kick are y'all getting out of this right now, watching them kids walk up to that registration tent, grabbing that bait bucket and that fishing pole, and they have the biggest grin on their face?
Well, right. What's really nice is the donations that came in from the local people as well as Southeastern
Look
Tackle.
At that.
Putting together all these great things. I mean, the kids got a fishing pole, bait buckets with tackle in it, some sunglasses. Some of them even had sunscreen.
Did you hear that little boy just a second ago come running by? Go, Daddy, Daddy, hurry up, put this together. I got to use it to fish.
Put some line on. Let's go. I'm telling you, that's what my kids were yesterday. I said, do you guys want to stop and get something to eat? No. You guys want to go and stop in? We need anything? No. We just want to get there. And as soon as we got here, they already had a plan. All right, we'll put the clothes away. We'll go check in, put the clothes away, and then we go fishing. And I'm telling you, they didn't get off of that dock until it was time to pull them off so we could go eat dinner last night. They were out there catching those little tiny bream out there all day long. And then next thing you know, the adults, they saw how well they were doing. If you see in the evening, there were four other people sitting there in chairs. Yeah. They were like, I was like, come out here and take that poor kid's spot like that, man. But fish are biting. They are. And believe it or not, there's some great, great fish. I know you went out this week. You've been here since Wednesday. I saw some of the stuff you texted me that you just ran out for about 10 minutes or so, and you already caught three nice lunkers, man. Boys, man. Let them go.
10 minutes, I had three bluegill, but I turned them back loose right back onto the
wink,
bed.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
So, it's the fish are on the beds. They're not as heavy as they were last year as far as the shell crackers, but the bluegill definitely are bedded up. And once you find one of those locations, it won't take long to get 12 heavy bluegills out of that spot. But it is a great day to come on out. The wind is kind of letting up, as you can tell. We're all sweating up under the shed. But I tell you this, I really want to thank all those sponsors that really made this possible. Brandon Ford. All the local people here, just so many. Check them out on our Facebook page, our website. If you're looking for any kind of item, check it out on our Facebook and website and go and patronize those businesses, those local people that really made it possible today. It's just overwhelming when you look at everything that's here, these kids getting bait buckets. I'm going to go. If there's anything left, Jonathan, we'll send Ava over there and we'll pilfer her bucket and see what she's got in it.
Good luck.
Well, there was a guy who came in earlier this morning. He was asking Jimmy, says, do you guys got any anything in here to hold crickets or anything? And they're like, yeah, we got a shaker. You know, you get a little shaker. I said, do you have a kid with you? Are you fishing a tournament? And he goes, yeah. I go, just go get one of them bait buckets. Put them crickets in there. You don't need that.
Let me help you out with that real quick.
Right there, free. It's not costing you nothing. Go get it.
But, you know, this place has been here for so long, over 100 years. This building that we're sitting in was built in the 1880s. Old packing house, converted into the bait and tackle store, boat repairs. It's really nice. So if you're looking, just come on out and check it out. Yeah. Spend a day with us. We got plenty of things to keep you busy. And wait for the weigh-in. Weigh-in starts as soon as the first boat arrives. But everybody has to be in at 1 o'clock, bring their tags, their flags back with their numbers on it, get signed in, and the weigh-in kicks off as soon as the first boat shows up, and we'll start getting it done.
It's old Florida. I mean, that's the biggest thing. There's three guys who are sitting here. You know, Braden's a transplant, but he's been here long enough. We just consider him family anyways. But, you know, we all – like we went last night, which we got to give a shout-out to Catfish Johnny's. If you're looking for a place to eat up here, next to the Uncle John's Pride Sausage, that place right there can get it done.
Yeah, I was full.
we have leftovers in the fridge, but was the first thing that happened. Ava, Gridian, and I mean, Allie's, they're all, like Braden said, they're all over. It's a safe environment that you
don't have to worry about anybody out here getting all drunk and crazy or anything like that.
It's a very relaxing place.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about cars, you know, running through or trying to get boats in real fast.
And you don't even have to worry about a fishing license today. Today is free across the state of Florida. Fishing license for freshwater fishing today is free and tomorrow as well. So no excuses. Rick Scott helped us out last week. We made them calls, got it all squared away.
That's right.
Bill George did.
He's out there working his butt off, man.
Yeah,
checking
in
boats.
Yeah, doing a little brief inspect, just checking everybody's cooler and lime well, and then tying the flag on their boats, and we'll get this thing rolling.
Wait a minute. That's right. He's the legal department.
Yeah, he's legal. Well, that way he's checking to make sure there's no pre-fished fish or anything on board or anything like that. So that, it's nice and clean. Everything's going out there and doing their thing, man. It's all good. I think is Nick coming out today? We got FWC coming out today.
Officer Nick, FWC, he'll be out here shortly. And
he's bringing friends.
The local branch will be here as well from the Ocala FWC department. They'll be out and checking boats. So just make sure you have all your safety gear, your life jackets. That's the first thing they're going to always ask for is where's your life jackets. Then it's going to start with the sounding device, your whistle, horn, or whatever, and then your throw cushions. All that stuff gets asked, the fire extinguishers for some. Just come prepared, and it'll be a great day. We're looking, the weather's going to be perfect for it. Afternoon showers come in late this afternoon. Chances are a little low for today, but it gets increased as the afternoon arrives. But we'll be done.
Yeah, and not only that,
FWC just arrived now. So
yesterday it was 40%, not a drop of rain up here. It was just beautiful. Had a nice breeze across the lake. And I also got to say that it's like old school week around here. Not only are we up here doing it, Double G's here from the good old days. He's here. He lives up here, so he came over today. Randy's back in the studio. He's back from his big whirlwind tour remotes last week and everything else. So it's a great homecoming today up here, man. Kids are still asleep, but they'll be up soon, and it'll be crazy times, man.
You'll know it when they get here.
Oh, man. Look at Bill running around like a one-armed paper
hanger,
man.
Did you see the trophies that we had made up?
Oh, yeah, man. Those are nice.
Mr. Shepherd here in Plant City, he had them cut out, and they're wall hangers.
And just checks.
To go with the fish, you know what I mean? It's a wall hanger.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised and very impressed afterwards. He did a great job. So these kids, when they walk up and look at that, they're already thinking, well, I'm hanging it in my room.
Yeah.
But it's really, man, I just can't describe it. We'll post some pictures up shortly on the Facebook page.
Well, and you got the checks and the banners, too. And the checks are, I actually laughed when you said, hey, it was, of course, Brian and Amanda helped us out, Blackjack Media Group, with that. They did the banners and they did the checks. And you come up with you said, Glenn's like, we got to have the big checks. And I'm like, okay. I said, so I went by and talked to April, and I said, we need big checks. And you can ask Glenn. They're like, what, 3 foot wide by 4 foot long? So it's like the lottery. I mean.
Big old checks.
It's like the lottery winner kind of deal, you know. So, I mean, there we go. They're having a big old check and a pretty old plaque. And
yeah, last year's checks were pretty good size, but I think these are whoppers.
Oh, they're bigger.
Hey, you said go big or go home. So that's exactly what I did.
I just like it when Jonathan came up yesterday and goes, it's going to look funny when they try to go in the bank with one of these things. Big
yeah,
old thing.
Exactly.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be huge. But, you know, it all kicks off at 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, boats are just being put in the water. Everybody's kind of milling around, getting registered, getting all their stuff. All the kids are getting in line, getting all their stuff. And, you know, everybody's just getting ready to get ready, man. And then once it starts, it'll get nice and quiet around here for a while. And then somebody will come screaming in here around 10 o'clock or so and have a big mess of fish.
Let the games
and it'll be,
begin.
It'll be carnage. It'll be crazy.
Did y'all guys, the first flyers that we had printed up, I mean, did you see how it expanded? It went from Troy Cruz over there at Planet Earth.
Yes.
Man, hats off to him getting everything laid out, got it started, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And Miss Kellyville up here, she had to keep making this thing. I didn't know you could put that much stuff on
one little piece of paper.
And which Blackjack, they transferred it over to the big banner. I appreciate them guys for doing that for us.
Well, that, I mean, Brian, you know, Brian fished tournaments for years and all that, and we were talking to them yesterday, excuse me, and he called some people that he knew because once I told him that first place paid $650, he's like, dude, what?
What bass fishing tournament
he's
did
like,
you get in?
That's what he said. He goes, he says, it's a panfish tournament. And I've had that everybody this week. I've had several people that they're like, so what's this, what's that? I said, well, of course, all the proceeds go to Everyday Blessings, which is a great, great charity, and the Sumter County alumni, FFA alumni, which God knows after everything's happened for the last couple of weeks, FFA needs all the help it can get.
Really?
And, I mean, they asked me, and I said, well, yes, it's $650 for first, and we pay out all the way through fifth, which is $50. And I said, then you got biggest bluegill and biggest – shell cracker, and everybody was like, well, what do you get for that? I said $150 and a plaque, and they all it was the same thing. We were sitting in the studio saying, one guy goes, man, he said, you win it and you catch the two biggest fish. He said, that's a pretty good payday.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but we as of last week, we also incorporated if you happen to get lucky and catch a tagged fish left over from the General Sumter Challenge.
Big Jim.
Big Jim's going to throw in a rod reel combination on that, and not one of those little cheapy ones, man. It's going to be a nice one. So if you just happen to catch one that's not even in our tournament, you're going to win.
Man, well, we got to take a break. Broadcasting live this morning out here at Panta Vista Lodge. Come on out, see us. Great folks out at the Hay Exchange, G5 Outdoors, Load Runner Trailers. Man, come on in and get registered, and we'll be right back.
The biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you. Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States. 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
It's time to work smarter, not harder, with Mahindra, the toughest tractor on earth that doesn't rely on diesel exhaust fluids or diesel particle filters to meet Tier 4 emission standards. Right now, you can get up to $6,500 cash back or zero interest up to 84 months, plus a 7-year powertrain warranty on every Mahindra tractor. Save right now on the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Head over to Grove Equipment Services on State Road 60 in Bartow and East Baker Street in Plant City today for great tractor and utility vehicle packages, and learn more about the toughest tractors on earth at groveequipment.biz. Offer with approved credit. See dealer for details. Program restrictions may apply.
Join Mark Charles Wednesday nights at 11:05 for Outside Interference Wrestling Radio. Mark Charles hosts guest appearances by pro wrestling's biggest stars and takes your listener phone calls to get your take on the latest current events in the world of professional wrestling. Tampa Bay's Business Address Money Talk 1010 dims the lights for Outside Interference Wrestling Radio every Wednesday night at 11:05 p.m. Highlights and interviews on OutsideInterferenceRadio.com.
Ace Heating and Cooling is a family-owned and operated business that gives honest, reliable, and affordable AC repair and maintenance on all makes and models of air conditioners for residential and commercial. Ace always gives free estimates on new installations and replacements, and they send out technicians, ladies and gentlemen, not salespeople, so you're going to get flat rate pricing, and you'll know exactly what it's going to cost you before they even get ready to do the job. Ace Heating and Cooling evaluates your AC based on your home, not your wallet. That's right. For your office or for your home, you need to give Ace Heating and Cooling a call today and let them do what they do best for you. 813-657-8818. 813-657-8818. It's Ace Heating and Cooling.
The Big and Wild Outdoors.
The family-owned and operated Smoke and Aces Steakhouse offers their award-winning barbecue in Plant City, Florida. If you're looking for finger-looking good, stick-to-your-ribs barbecue, then Smoke and Aces Steakhouse is where it's at. Top-rated by TripAdvisor, KCBS Registered, Reader's Choice Award winner, and Best Taste of Plant City winner for 2 years. Smoke and Aces Barbecue. It's all good.
You need a trailer? Load Runner Trailers on North Falkenberg Road has any kind of trailer you're looking for. Cargo trailers, dump trailers, enclosed trailers, gooseneck trailers, car haulers, all aluminum or motorcycle haulers, or any other type of trailer you might be looking for. Load Runner Trailers has over 150 trailers to fit your every need. Load Runner Trailers knows that you have a lot of choices when leasing or buying a trailer, and they'll work their wheels off to make sure you have the best trailer buying experience possible and get the best price every time on all models. Financing also available for qualified buyers on leasing programs on all Load Runner Trailers, because your satisfaction is Load Runner's highest priority. Load Runner Trailers is a high quality brand that's well known for their rugged, durable trailers and haulers that last. You need a trailer? Choose Load Runner Trailers, the established trailer dealer who will meet your every trailer need. Stop in and see them at 3110 North Falkenberg Road in Tampa, or check out their inventory at loadrunnertrailers.com.
Welcome back. Big and Wild Outdoors, broadcasting live this morning out of the Panda Vista Lodge for the third annual Panfish Challenge going on today. Gets underway at around 8 o'clock is when the boats get fired up and head out to the lake. And so we'll be losing Glenn at around, I guess, around 7:45. He's going to go over and do his little captain's meeting.
Tom Selleck look-alike already bouncing around here, bowing up at people since he's got a little bit of authority this morning?
Bill George.
He kind of he flexed at me for a second. I'm like, whoa, dude, I'm a little out of your weight class. You better back up.
He's out here. Well, you know what? He don't have to worry about it too much longer, because I think I've seen no less than three FWC guys pull in here today. So they're going to be all over checking out everything. It's all good.
They have tasers. Everybody's in their weight class.
Everybody's in there. Yeah. They'll knock them out. John, you know, I was going to say that I met four people that were here last night. They're staying at a cabin, and they come up about every 2 weeks or so, and they come up just to get away. They come up from Pinellas County, and I was talking to them. They were watching the kids fish, and I asked them, I said, are you guys fishing in the tournament tomorrow? And they said, no, we didn't know anything about it. We just, you know, drove up here and took a look around. And I said, they said, well, you know, we don't want to get in any of these tournaments, man. They're just too darn expensive. And I said,
$35 too expensive?
I said, pre-register, it was what, $25?
Yeah.
For pre-register? I said, $25. And he goes, what, per person? I said, no, that's just for the boat. And he goes, well, how many people can you put on a boat? I said, as many as the Coast Guard will allow. I said, if you got a pontoon boat? He's like, what? Are you kidding me? And he goes, what do you win? And I went down the whole list for it, and he's like, this is awesome. You got to be – this is unbelievable. He goes, does anybody else do this around the state? I said, nope, we're the only ones, man. We are the only ones that do it, first and only. So anything you hear from then on afterwards that comes on, it's a copycat.
That's right.
It ain't the original, man.
The first one we had, like I say, we started that, and then we got we kind of went partnered up with the Sumter County Tourism after the restoration of Lake Panasoffkee to promote that and the local Lake Panasoffkee itself. And it's been a great, great lake for me for many, many years. And with them putting it together, we kind of just got absorbed with them. And it was the first one ever sanctioned with the FWC on site for doing the official weigh-in. And they're back with us this year. So the second year was kind of like, well, we don't know if we're going to be a part of it, but the third year, here they are back, and man, what a great
in full
day.
Force.
Well, I mean, what you guys, we were talking about it at dinner last night. This is the third tournament, and I know y'all were telling me that, you know, you between 15 and 20, 25 boats were what we had. You had the first couple years, and when you told me last night that just in pre-registry alone there was over 40 boats, I was like, dude, what?
But yeah. You know what the best part of that is out of those 40 boats, right now, I mean, I know it's a little bit more, but we had 50 kids that are getting a fish today. And that's what the pan fishing tournament's all about, is introduce our little ones into it. Even, you know, everyone 18 years and younger.
Yep.
We consider them still our youth, and they want to come out and enjoy this lake. And what really makes it unique, a good lake to fish. There are several lakes in the state of Florida that are crystal clear. This lake here is just clear as can be. And you can watch the fish swimming under the boat, around the boat, the whole time you're fishing.
So, watch them take the bait.
And so when you get on those beds, you can do exactly that.
Or you can hear that favorite thing that you hear whenever you're on a clear lake or out on a flat. Bite it.
Yeah.
Bite it. Come
man,
on.
Right over there.
He went and bite it.
You know what's funny is yesterday my daughter, she had a case. I said, you got a case of the Glens. And she's like, what? I said, you keep, because she'd see the little brim come over and start eating on it, and she'd pull the hook up too quick. I said, yeah, that's Glenn when he's out tarpon fishing with sooker hooks.
I'm
man.
Not a tarpon fisher.
He's like, but you know what's funny? How many people came up to you yesterday and said, wait, you guys are broadcasting from here on the radio? And
I said, yeah. How y'all doing that? Well, here we are.
Not only that, but they said, man, don't be telling everybody about this place.
The
secret's out. Don't be saying nothing, man. Don't tell them to come up here.
You know, we did go out the other evening and geeked a few frogs, and not many frogs, but the ones we did were big. And that was the first thing out of one of the local guys that transferred. He comes up, a dad from Plant City comes up, and he said, do not mention anything about frog geeking.
Too yeah. late now.
But
too
it
late.
Is. And, but, you know, there wasn't a lot. There's several little ones.
Yeah, the pictures you had, Hoss, they wasn't that little.
Yeah, they weren't little.
You didn't need but the dozen that was got, because they were huge enough that's going to make a big meal anyway. So.
But they grow so fast. The ones you thought were little today ain't going to be that way this time next week. So they'll be nice and big. It'll be good. But today it's all about
bugs to eat, too.
Today it's all about panfish. And when we say panfish, you know, there's no bass, no crappie allowed. But, you know, call them when you want to. Red ear, brim, stump knocker, sand dweller, perch, whatever.
I'm sorry. To me, crappie's good in the pan.
Why? Well, yeah, it is. But we had that discussion last year because, during the first year, we didn't want to allow the crappies in here because there are some whoppers in this lake.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, all of a sudden it's going to turn into a crappie tournament. And, you know, you got people that are going out there going, well, I'm not going to shoot for the panfish. I just go out and get, you know, four or five big old crappie and, you know, win it from there. So that's why we kind of knocked that down a little bit.
Well, guys, sitting in
front
of us.
Doesn't mean you can't go catch them. You just can't weigh them.
Well, sitting in front of us is Miss Cassidy, who was fishing here a couple of weeks ago and got her picture put into Coastal Angler magazine. And she's taking her picture. What do you got right there? How many of them?
12. 12, yeah.
12 bluegill and shellcracker combination.
Let me see
that. And Miss Cassidy, how old are you? 4 years old.
Yeah, put that headset on her.
She came up here, I guess, a couple 3 weeks ago. Was it back in May? And caught those. And if she would have been in this tournament today with that catch, that's a nice looking catch of fish.
Well, I see a couple of them on here that would be probably ranked up there. They'd have been thrown on that biggest bluegill table for sure,
hear us, sweetie.
Miss Cassidy,
can you hear us? She's like,
she said, I'm not giving up any secrets. It's best I just don't say anything, no locations or nothing.
She ain't doing a Glenn, that's for sure.
Is this you? Is this you in this picture right here?
Hang on, let me talk.
Is this you?
Talk next to you. She doesn't like that.
Oh, she. Okay.
Is that you in the picture?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's me.
That's you.
That's you.
Well, good deal. So, what'd you catch him on?
I catched him on a fishing hook.
On a hook? Good answer.
Well,
She is definitely a true fisherman.
She's not giving up the secret bait.
Oh, my God.
Did you use Velveeta cheese or Spam to catch these fish for bait? What did you use?
A worm.
A worm. Yeah.
Also, she did go ahead and share that. So you did get to use the worm. Where were they biting at?
At the worm.
I figured you'd say they were biting in the mouth. That's where I called them.
She's a true fisherman.
Yes, you did great. Well, are you in the tournament this morning?
Yes.
Oh, you came back with your charm. That's right. Well, good luck this morning. What number are y'all on your boat? Well, you got to go over there and register.
Number nine.
She's in it. She's already in it to
engine
win it,
number
man.
Nine.
Well, I tell you what, if you go out there and get this mess of fish like you did last time, you're going to be in it to win it on these. Because this one right here and that one right there, those are some big old bluegills right there. You did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
That's what I do.
Well, Miss Cassidy, good luck today.
Good luck, sweetie.
Be safe. Make sure you go back to that favorite spot. Apparently, it's a good one.
Yeah. She's.
What's that?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good luck out there today.
Take her over there to that table. Make sure she gets her bait bucket and the rod. You got it all squared. Good deal.
Watch out for the little cute blonde-headed girl with the pink shirt on.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be in it. And she, if you haven't picked up your local edition of Coastal Angler, just go right almost to the middle. And there it is, photo of the month. Mm-hmm. With a big old mess of fish,
she's showing how big them fish are with her hand over one of them.
Well, she's tiny, too, so they look huge.
Yeah, but still, I mean, a four-year-old kid, she's got her hand on that one, and there's plenty of fish sticking off of both sides of it.
I'm telling you, that one there and that one there, those are
contenders.
Those are big old boys.
If she can repeat that catch, that'll be a good way in anyone that catches something like that. But I tell you, the reason a lot of the local people, Brandon Ford, they sponsored our $500 for first place, but one of the local people here said, "Here, I want to add $150 to that first place." So it went from $500 to $650. So if you was to take first place and have the heaviest shell cracker, because it was originally $100, now it's $150. That's $800 payday just to come out for a few hours, bring some kids, and enjoy it.
You covered your entry fee, and if you like the rest of it, covered your stay here for sure.
Yeah, and that's a trip to Disney.
Yeah.
Easily. And you know what? It's a better day. And
Disney don't pay you.
Yeah, but come on out.
You pay them.
Yeah, that's right. You pay them a lot to do that kind of stuff. But you know what? I was looking in this one this morning, and did you see this? This you talk about the ultimate Panasoffkey boat. Have you seen that right there? The Pond Tune?
Yeah, with the hyperdrive on it?
No, this one here's got just a trolling motor on it.
Trolling motor with a deck, yeah.
That is an awesome boat, man. That'd be perfect for this.
I seen a boat up here the other day that had a hyperdrive on it. And so, man, what a great idea. But luckily for a lot of people, he's not in the tournament. He's a local guy that knows this lake, and he's not going to fish it because he wants to give everybody an opportunity to have a chance at it. So I like to say thanks to him.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire
United States? What are you doing, Andy? You playing commercial with me in break
right
now?
Close to you?
I
which
don't know.
Dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer.
How do you drop? We're on the hard line.
Randy!
Are you there, buddy? We just making sure everything's okay.
We show connected.
Randy, you there?
Yeah, you guys are just fine. Operator error on this end. I'm so
you know
sorry
what? You
that.
Go.
Is that all?
You go away to do one big fancy smanchy remote, and you come back and just you know.
Give me a week off, and guys, you got to retrain.
Yeah, God,
he's a little rusty,
it's
dude.
All crazy,
it's all
crazy. Well, where are you
here,
going,
boys?
We got a rookie on the board.
You are on the air. Just
so oh, well, welcome back. Yeah. We are broadcasting,
and we just lost Glenn because he's doing the MC-ing.
Yeah. He's got to go do the.
So God help him. It's me and you running the ship.
Well, here's the sad part. You know, he says, it's only going to take me about 10 minutes or you know, go over here and go run around and go do the captain's, you know, meeting and all that stuff.
No.
He hasn't made it 15 feet and he's already stopped and talked to five people.
Well, and you see Doug's over there.
Oh, yeah. So we probably won't see him again until 7:30, 8 o'clock. So 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Speaking of 9 o'clock, we're supposed to be talking a little bit later on in the show with Amber Hargrove from Naked and Afraid, and she was also on the Naked and Afraid XL, which is the big one, and the finale is tomorrow night. So she's going to call in and tell us about her adventures.
I have all the respect in the world for her, but I'm sorry, I just I don't need money that bad.
You know what? We were her first radio interview after she did the one down in the Everglades.
Yeah.
And ever since then, she's always been.
We talked to her 6 months ago or something like that.
She's always been a great friend of the show. And whenever, she wants to. She gave me her cell phone number. I send her a quick text. Hey, you want to come down? Yeah, man, sure. I'll be there. No problem. And she wants to come down here. And apparently she's been talking to Vince, who's out fishing today, too. So he's going to give us a call a little bit later on. But four of the Naked and Afraid girls want to come down and film an episode of The Water Life with Vince with Bill George out gator hunting. They want to go out and go do some gator hunting, and I was
like, "Lord help us all."
I was like, "Well, that might be one I'll have to go tag along on." Just for help, just to make sure that nobody gets bit or anything, and make sure everything's okay.
Never mind. I was gonna say something, but never mind.
But I just want to make sure everybody's safe. You know, it could be a dangerous workout.
There might be some people that are afraid, but hey.
I don't think anybody's going to be in that situation.
Hopefully it's because of the alligators, but that's, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? If you haven't gone and checked out our Facebook page, you need to go do it. Go to facebook.com/bigandwild. Our buddy G2, not double G, but G2 Glenn Grisaffe, he's doing a giveaway with the Hungry Gator. If you have not got pulled for a tag or anything like that, he's going to do an alligator hunt. And so you can go register with him to go. And I'm telling you, that'll be an adventure of a lifetime to be able to get on that airboat with that crazy guy.
And that would be one of those that I would probably say you'd never say in the hunting that I guarantee you'll get something. But that's one of those that I guarantee you'll probably have a shot at something.
I know this much, that when he asked the last time I went out, when me and Glenn went out with him, he said, "What size do you want?" It was almost like pulling up to Burger King. He's like, "What size do you want?"
"We do it your way."
Yeah. I said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "I don't want anything, you know, super whopper. I don't need a 12 or anything like that." He goes, "What about 9, 10 foot?" I went, "9 foot. Let's get a couple 9 footers in there. They're good eating."
You're kind of like you're hog hunting. You know, I don't really feel like killing a 250 pounder. I think I want one of them 100 pound barbecue porkers.
Something you can split down the middle and throw it in a china box or whatever and cook it on the big green egg or do what you got to do. So it's not all that crazy stuff. But he's like, "Okay." And off we went, and he went. He knew exactly where to go
you
to
want
get
that one, or that one, or that one, or that one.
But if you go to our Facebook page, just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a post on there from the Hungry Gator. It says Trophy Alligator Hunt Giveaway, and what they're asking you to do, of course, is go like their page, share the post, and then tag a hunting buddy that you'd like to bring, which is a good idea. And this hunt's going to take place in Central Florida during the public water season, August 15th through October 31st, which is a good time to go. And you're going to have a great opportunity. And it says right there, 100% opportunity guaranteed. Now, that's a good way of saying you're going to get a chance at a decent gator.
The one thing that always drives me nuts, and you know this just as well as I do, with the hunts that we've been on in the past, that – I always love it with people when they think about a guided hunt or they pay for a guided hunt. What drives me nuts is that they think that means that they're guaranteed to take an animal.
Yeah.
People don't understand. Me getting into guiding, I know me and you talked about this, and I've been very fortunate with some of the clients that I've had already that I tell them, I'm going to do my best or do my darndest to make sure something comes in front of you. When it comes to pulling the trigger,
that's up to you, man.
That's all you 100% guaranteed opportunity. That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, and that's what you need, and just to get the chance to do it. And speaking of gators, we got Bill George for a couple of seconds. He got a chance to sit down on the Pana Vista couch. You're running around here like a crazy man. Are you all good?
Yeah, there's a lot of boats. A lot of boats, a lot of kids.
I like the strut. I like the strut.
You turn around, got to check all them coolers, make sure everybody's starting off on the same playing field.
Yeah,
how many questions has the FWC had to ask you already this morning?
None. I was at the commission meeting yesterday online.
Oh, Lordy.
So he, he's feeling good about that as well. Gave me crap about it this morning. You didn't hear because you were running around, but I talked to Vince this week, and, there's four Has he called you at all? Has he talked to you this week?
He messaged, not this week, he messaged me on Facebook the other day. It's just been crazy.
Well, you know what? You need to get back to him as quick as you can, because he's trying to work it where you get to take four of the Naked and Afraid girls out for an alligator hunt.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I can give them the afraid part, but they're in charge of the other part.
Well, I don't think they're going to be out here in their skivvies. You know, I mean,
yeah,
if
that was to happen, they better be afraid, because I know his wife too well.
Plus, depending on what lake you get them on, they may lose about two quarts of blood. So
I tell you, well, you know, depending on what you do, I like hunting during the day. You know, that's just sheer.
Is that what we're going to do when we go after ours?
We're going to do that, especially with your daughter, because the more daylight you have, the easier it is for them to see, capture the moment. When you're sitting there at night, you know,
it's tunnel vision.
It's tunnel vision with what you have on your head and the light. Yeah. And if somebody's not pointing at it, you don't see it.
No.
When, when you're out there during the day, things happen, and it's just, you know, that alligator pops up like a submarine up out of the water.
And you've done this, how many times, I know not gator hunting, but just out fishing or doing whatever, I don't know how many right in the middle of that you just ride right up on them, and they're like, hey.
Hey, what's going on? You know? You're moving, right? You're going to go. You know, it's funny because driving up here, we passed probably about a good four or five lakes that you can see from the interstate, and every one of them, turn my head in there, and there'd be two or three logs out there floating in the middle, man, during the middle of the day. And, you know, if you're a pretty good judge of distance and you know, you could look and see, well, there's a 6-footer, there's an 8-footer, there's a 10-footer. All the way up here, man, you were seeing them all. And, of course, I'm trying to point them out to the kids. Right there, look at this, 70 miles an hour. It's kind of like, where? I don't know. That is. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. I tell you something that we, and I can't remember if it was 416 or 419. I think I saw a panther that was hit on the side of the road yesterday.
What? Seriously?
And I almost stopped. There was about 90 buzzards on it, but it was one very big dog or, yeah.
Was it the right color?
How long of a tail did the dog have?
I couldn't see it because, like I said, there was a flock of buzzards that were enjoying themselves.
You know what? I think I did see all those buzzards on the side of the road right there where you were
saying.
All right, we got to take a fast break. We are broadcasting live out here at Lake Panasoffkee up at Panta Vista Lodge. It's the third annual Panfish Challenge. Lots of folks showing up, but you know what? If you want to come or you're on your way, you still got some time to get here, get registered, and come on out. You got about 23 minutes or so you can get on out here. Don't drive like a crazy man, but just get here and be safe. Bring the kids. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors, brought to you by Load Runner Trailers and G5 Outdoors. Taking
so,
a break.
I'm
Stay
sure
with
you heard
us.
The news. Social media sites are cracking down on private firearm sales. So if you're looking to sell or buy a new or used gun, or even looking to trade, do it the right way and head over to Deer Hunter Guns. Dan and his crew will give you top dollar for your used firearm, plus give you the best trade-in value if you're looking to upgrade. Deer Hunter Guns is doing it the legal way and can help you find what you're looking for. Or take that used rifle, pistol, or shotgun off your hands the legal way so you have peace of mind, knowing your firearm isn't going to a complete stranger. Go sell your firearms to your friends at Deer Hunter Guns. Stop by today and get the best deal. 2797 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, across from the original Hooters. DeerHunterGuns.com. The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
Here's this week's Sims Cranes Outdoor Safety Tips. Keep your family and friends safe on the water. Have an equipment checklist and be prepared before you're on the boat. Check local weather conditions before your trip. Designate an assistant skipper who is familiar with operating the vessel in case the boat operator or captain is injured. Always leave a float plan of where you're going and how long you're going to be gone with someone on shore. Use life jackets that fit each person properly before launching your vessel. Avoid alcohol. Studies show alcohol effects are even worse in the sun and wind. Learn to swim. The Red Cross and others offer training for all ages in your area. Take a boating course and get educated. Be prepared for any situation. Also, get a free vessel safety check from the U.S. Coast Guard. They'll check out your boat and make helpful recommendations. Sims Cranes, helping you stay safe on Florida's waters.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive, vertical access solutions.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors. Here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize our southern deer herds. From buck to doe to fawn, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
The Big and Wild Outdoors invites you to discover Fish Hawk Sporting Clays. It's 77 acres of first-class comfort and hospitality for your personal sports shooting as well as corporate and public events. The Fish Hawk staff is always ready to set you and your family up for a memorable day of dusting clays. Conveniently located in Lithia, about 20 miles from downtown Tampa and less than 8 miles from Brandon, and is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Fish Hawk Sporting Clays offers four-person shooting carts, 12 and 20-gauge shotgun rentals, and the club also features a large covered pavilion with plenty of seating for your next big get-together. Fish Hawk will happily host birthday parties, bachelor and bachelorette parties, team-building groups, family reunions, or any group of people who'd like to get together and have fun. For more information, go to fishhawkshootingclays.com. That's fishhawkshootingclays.com. And be sure to check out the events page for clinics and classes available throughout the year.
So what are you going to do with that center console boat that hasn't seen water in 2 years? Or that Harley that never made it to Bike Week? Or how about that Winnebago you were going to use every summer? It was a great idea at the time. Well, those plans never happened, and now you're stuck paying for these expensive toys. Time to get rid of them. And I know just the place. The annual Trade-A-Thon at Brandon Ford. June 2017 is Trade-A-Thon 2017. Brandon Ford will take your Dixie Chopper or your helicopter, your jet ski or your RV, your Can-Am or your rusted old Trans Am. Extra appraisers on hand to take whatever you may have, even if you still owe money on them. Even if you're not buying a vehicle at Brandon Ford. Trade-A-Thon 2017 is bigger and better than ever, and it's going on now at Brandon Ford, America's largest volume F-150 dealer. Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, 24/7 at BrandonFord.com.
If you want to pay less and get a lot for whatever you're trading, come to Trade-A-Thon at Brandon Ford.
Welcome back, Big and Wild Outdoors, at the beautiful Pana Vista Lodge. Still waiting on Glenn to quit conversating and have a captain's meeting so these people can go out fishing.
Did you like your cabin?
Hey, dude, it's...
What number are you in?
That would be number 8.
You're 8? You're Ocho?
Yeah, we...
Let's see here.
The AC worked.
Oh, my gosh.
There was hot water to take a shower, and the TV worked, so I'm good.
My kids were freezing. It was like 70 degrees in that cabin. It was awesome.
Yes.
Speaking of that, we wanted to say thank you to a bunch of our sponsors that are out here helping us out today at the third annual Panfish Challenge going on at the Pana Vista Lodge. Of course, all the money raised today, in case you don't know, 100% of the proceeds goes right back out. We don't keep any of it. Nothing goes to anybody. It just goes right out to Everyday Blessings and the Sumter County FFA alumni. And a lot of those kids are running around out here today. I met some of them last night. They were out here fishing on the dock. They're out here helping us out today. But if you don't know what Everyday Blessings does, what it does is kids that come from broken homes, they keep those siblings together.
Yeah.
If they get adopted out or put into foster care, they go together. There's no, you know, breaking up a family of five or whatever. They find the homes and the families that they keep those kids together, because that family unity is so important when it comes to that. And watching my kids out here yesterday, you know, helping each other, you know, did he bring me some bait, or can you bring me another worm, or can you help me take this fish off? You know, I mean, that's blood, and that needs to be together. So Everyday Blessings do a great job at that. And,
well, let's face it, siblings, we all fight. You know, as my dad said, we were all together, of course, for Memorial Day weekend. And like my dad laughed and told one of our friends that came over to the house, he goes, these two right here will fight, cuss, and scratch each other to death. He goes, but if you mess with one of them, you mess with both of
them.
That's
right. Family first, baby. So. But we got to say a special thank you, of course, to Brandon Ford, who really helped us out at this event, and Mr. Jim out here at Pana Vista Lodge, Southeastern Discount Tackle. Great guys over there that donated 100 fishing rods for us to give away to all these kids out here today.
Yeah.
Uncle John's Pride, who's always done a great job. We got sausages already on the grill, getting ready for everybody. Coaster Angler Magazine, Stein Construction, our good friends over at Choo Choo's Lawn Equipment for donating the mower and the weed whacker and
the pole saw.
And the pole saw. I mean, all that stuff. Sumter Realty, Florida Cracker Trading Company, Lowry's True Value, GNB Gator Gear. Thank you, Bill George. Trinity Sportsman's Ministries, Angler's Tackle Shack up here. Panasofsky Hardware, and the Lake Panasofsky Improvement Association, and, of course, Mr. Randy Dottie and Jim and Eloise Veal did a great job. Their daughter, I mean, went nutso out here putting this stuff together. But one of our contestants today.
And don't forget Southside Farm Supply.
Southside, yeah, they helped out too. But we have one of the young anglers that is here with us today. What's your name, young man?
Ethan,
how old are you?
10.
10 years old. Now, is this your first time here, or were you here last year?
First time.
Your first time? Well, you would remember.
Don't look at your handler. Talk to us.
Yeah, you'd remember it if you were here last year. It would have been so memorable that you would have never forgot the experience. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. So, did you get your fishing rod?
Yes, sir.
Did you get your bait bucket?
Yes, sir.
Did you get that new boat?
No.
I thought they were giving away boats, too. Didn't the kid get a boat? Oh, sorry.
That was a surprise.
Oh, happy birthday, too. I'm just kidding. You're not getting a boat. So let me ask you, what's your strategy for today when you hit the lake? Have you fished this lake before?
Yes, sir.
You have. So you got secret spots? Is it that way or that way? Which way are you going?
You ain't got to tell us, just point.
North or south?
There we go.
Wait, no, that's just getting out of the canal. That doesn't count, just pointing towards the east.
I like his moxie.
Yeah, are you going to the creek? Where are you going?
I'm going to the lake.
There you go.
Now, are you a reel, bait caster, spinning reel? Are you using a cane pole? What are you going to fish with today?
I think a spin.
Yeah?
Spin reel.
Well, you got that brand new rod. You can go out there and use that. What is that, a 303 they're giving away? What is that?
So.
Is that what it is? You can put that thing together, go out there and get some big ones.
My spin reel was a gift from my Uncle Larry, because we were going fishing the next day, and we wanted to buy me a fishing pole.
Yeah.
And he sold it to us for $20 when it's actually like a $100 pole.
Really? So that's your big lucky pole.
There you go.
Well, you got to fish with that. Come on, man. I can't make you use one.
I caught my first redfish on it.
Redfish?
That a boy.
Well, you're not going to get any reds out here, my friend.
What's your favorite fish to catch?
Bass.
Bass? What do you use for bass? Are you a shiner guy or are you artificial lures? What do you use?
Artificial.
Really?
Worms.
What's your favorite? Oh, worms. What's your color? What's the color?
Green, blue, red, black.
He ain't giving nothing up. You know what? That's right there. Because you didn't hear any fancy smancy like oak tree acorn tail with a purple
tequila sunrise tail,
motor oil mix head or anything like that. It's just plain old red, blue, black, or green.
I catch fish.
I go out and do it. Now for today, what's your secret bait? What are you going to be out there chunking, man, to get the big boys?
Beetle spins and real worms.
Oh, really? You going with the bigger beetle spin, the little tiny ones?
I like
little grub spins?
I like his combination there. He's got artificial action, and he's got the one you can just lay over the side of the boat and leave it laying there waiting for something to grab it.
Now, being a pro who's fished this lake many, many times, what would be your recommendation on a beetle spin for color on this lake, this crystal clear water of Lake Panasofsky? What would it be?
Green.
Well, lime green, army green, dark green, fuchsia green.
The boy goes back to his strengths, and now you're trying to change him. Green.
What color green? Like chartreuse?
Lime.
Okay. A dot or no dot? Stripe or no stripe?
Stripe.
Oh, stripe? Belly stripe?
Bat.
Black stripe?
Bat. Black.
Black and green.
Why are you going Walter Cronkite on him all of a sudden?
Well, because I'm trying to get some information out of the kid. I'm going to tell you right now, you want to win this tournament, you need to get Dad. Is that your dad right there?
Yes, sir.
You need to get Dad back in the truck, run down to Walmart, get a can of Spam, not jalapeno, just regular old Spam.
Oh, Lord.
Put it on the hook. Ba-doom. It's easy pickings. Right there's that trophy. You might as well just take it home now. You get some spam on that hook, I guarantee you're going to be catching more fish than Carter's got pills, but you don't even know what that means.
You're still hung up on the spam.
It works. You know what my kids came out here yesterday with and caught? I'm telling you, I'm not kidding you. They caught probably over 100 brim out here. You know what they used?
Spam?
No, because I didn't bring any.
No, don't look at me.
Helvita cheese and salami. Bam! Cleaning house, man. One right after another. Wouldn't even hit the water. Bam! I got one.
Yeah, just so happens, if you go to Braden's hotel room right now, he...
I got some cheese. You want some cheese?
He got some cheese and some salami that he'll sell you for a discounted rate.
Yeah, same as crickets. I won't charge you a lot. It'll be cheap. It'll be good stuff. You're not taking any crickets at all? You're going strictly worms?
The only time I get crickets from here is to feed my beard dragon.
Oh, you're one of those kids. Don't you turn that thing loose out here. Well, if it gets too big, just eat it.
It's in Bushnell.
Oh, it is in Bushnell? Bushnell. Well, don't turn it loose. Don't ever let it get too big where you turn it loose.
There's a bearded dragon outbreak. Everybody go see Ethan.
Well, you know what? You better get ready to get out of here, man. You got about 10 minutes before you guys start, and good luck today. We want to see. We're going to keep an eye on you, man. We're expecting great things from you.
Yes, sir.
You're a 10-year-old. You're a pro. You're good at this. You know, you know what? You don't want to see who your competition is? Let me show you a little picture in here. This month's angler, coastal angler.
Yes, sir, no, sir. Good job.
Well, he's a Bushnell kid. You know, what do you expect? Let me show you here. This young lady was just on the air with us. I can't remember her name. What was her name? Lori? What was it?
Why are you asking me?
Because you were sitting right there when I asked, when we were doing it.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Right here. This is your competition right here. She was here last week. That's what she caught. Now, you think you can... Whoa, look at them eyes get big. Now, see? You got to beat that. Because if she comes in with that one more time, she's going to be in the money. Seriously. That's going to be big money right there. Dad, can you top that?
There we go.
Now, she's only a little bitty. She's only about 5 years old. So that's your competition. And you being the big hotshot pro, you need to come in here with some big old basket ones like that, okay?
Own it.
Don't be coming in here with those little sardine jobbers, man. Throw them back. Just don't even waste your time. Shake them off the hook. Get them out of there. That's what I like about using the beetle spin, because you won't have to worry about those little teeny tinies. Then you just get them big, you know, big old flat siders, man. That'll be a good deal. What kind of boat you running in? Airboat?
Yes, sir.
No? What, like a tracker, a John boat? What do you got? What are you going out there in? Big giant Donzie? What do you got out there?
I don't know.
Hatteras? Taking a Hatteras out there, 60-footer?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not my
boat.
It's not. It is your boat.
No, it's his boat.
Oh, it's a friend of
a
friend?
Dad says get in and fish. He's
See, Dad's smart. When people always ask me, they go, you got a boat? I go, no, my friends all got boats. That's the way you do it. That's the way you got to do it. Well, good luck out there today, Ethan. I hope you get a big one.
Thank you.
Is it just you and Dad, or you got other people on board?
Me, Dad, Aiden, and Mr. Jeff.
Well, now, are you guys going to combine, or are you going to keep separate
baskets? And I already
baskets?
Like Aiden because he's got a gator shirt on.
Yeah.
I'm a gator.
Now, there we go.
Well, thanks for coming by, FSU fan over here, so get out.
Hey, just settle down over there.
Now, are you going to keep separate baskets, or are you going to just do the combined and then split it up? If you win, you got to make sure, you know, you take everybody out to dinner, treat them right, okay? Just remember your biggest fish, okay? You remember your biggest fish.
I will.
Clip his tail, do what you got to do, mark it so you know it's yours. That way when you put it in there and you think you're going to put it in for the biggest fish, because just that alone, you can win yourself $150. Is that good?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of McDonald's, my friend.
There you go.
That's a good deal. Well, good luck out there.
Dad, we're stopping by Mickey D's, and I promise I'm buying, and you can supersize.
That's right. Supersize on me, Pop. You got 5 minutes. Y'all better get out of here.
Good
luck,
buddy.
Good luck today, man. Thanks for coming by, man. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Good luck. See, Ethan.
Now you're scaring children.
I know. It's fun. They're easy, you know, because he's going to go out there and kick butt. He'll make me look bad when he comes in there with that big one. Bye, Ethan. See you guys.
Good luck, y'all.
And, you know, those kids are going to have a great time. And that's what it's all about. Best friends, best buddies, son and dads
out there.
He
could actually say that the highlight of his day was sitting here talking with me and you on the radio.
Well, until he brings all those fish in, then that's all going to change real quick. Well, everybody right now is firing up engines, getting into boats. Look at all them people out there, man. Looks like the start of the gumball rally. It's crazy. Looks like the gumball rally out there, man. And I'm telling
three,
you, there are
2-1 go.
There are boats of every shape and size in this thing out here today. We got everything from a little teeny tiny, what was that kayaky double hull looking thing that came in here?
Like
man.
A paddle boat.
Yeah, they're going out, and then you got, you know, your
all the way up to bay boats.
That big one, that old dude, I was like, man, he's going to be out here cutting some canals. That's a big boat, man, that he was putting out there. I mean, he made it. He's out there. I see him floating.
T-tops, Bill's crew's here, which I won't repeat over there what the team half something.
Oh, that one there, yeah. But lots of pontoon boats. Look, how many people are on that pontoon boat? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. 8 people on that pontoon boat.
Max capacity.
And it only costs them $25. And they're all in the tournament. Well, that's all it is.
If they show up, dude, okay, 8 o'clock, they're out in the water. If they show up right now, it's $35 to get involved in this. And
yeah.
You can win. You have the chance, if, like we were saying, if you take first place, if you take the biggest fish in both categories,
you that's got, $300.
There's $950 on the table right there.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Boats are still being launched. There's guys backing in frantically trying to get boats in real quick. And more people are still walking out to their boats getting ready to go for the day.
And everybody's here is helpful. That's the other thing. I mean, you've been to them. I've been to them. You get to some of those bass tournaments.
It's cut.
You know, some of the FLW, some of the BASS. I mean, it's just – it's. Yeah, it's good, but you still have your bad eggs like you do with everything.
Oh yeah.
And here, I mean, everybody like Ethan and their, you know, everybody here has been Cassidy, little girl this morning. I mean, everybody's friendly. Everybody's, hey, how you doing? How are you doing? You know, it's fun. It's family fun, man.
And well, you know what? I tell you how generous it is out here. This guy pulled in this morning with a big giant boat. I think it was like a 23, 24, 25-footer.
Yeah.
Big, giant bay boat, tandem axle trailer, big monster boat. Glenn walked over and said, you know that boat ain't going to make it out of here today. He says, how much is a draft just to get out of here? He says, it's like 2 feet. He said, I tell you what, why don't you park that boat and just go use my boat?
Yeah.
I'm not fishing in this today. Just take the little boat.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, are you kidding me? You going to let me use your boat? Glenn's like, take it. Go. Gone. And he's over there.
It ain't like you can get away from me with it.
No. It's only one way in, one way out, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, we are out here broadcasting live at the Panda Vista Lodge. Panfish tournament's getting underway right about now. If you ain't here by 8 o'clock, man, you might as well just turn around and go unless you're going to fish off the dock. Or come by and register for all these great gifts we're going to be giving away later. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors broadcasting live. We're brought to you by G5 Outdoors Load Runner Trailer. Stay with us.
You know, you don't have to go all over the state of Florida to find the best deal on any Ford, car, or truck, or get the best service in town. All you got to do is remember this, Brandon Ford, located right there on Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa. Those guys, they do it all. They have the best selection. They really do. I mean, you go out there and you can find any car, truck, van, anything you're going to need. It's going to be out of Brandon Ford. If you don't believe me, go check out BrandonFord.com. There's a place that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can go peruse around, find the vehicle that you just love and you got to have, and then stop in and see Brandon Ford, and they will take care of you because they are known for one thing and one thing only above all else, and that's superior customer service. That's right. That's the key. They go in there. They have won the President's Award for customer service over 10 years in a row. Brandon Ford. That's where you want to start your search. That's where you want to end it because you'll do it with the best deal. You will save time, you will save money, and you will get the thing that you want. And you know what? I know they always say this, that they'll take anything on trade from riding mowers to leaf blowers, and they will do it. They always say it, and they say it best. If you want to pay more for a car or truck, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's their business, and their business is Brandon Ford.
Looking for something out of the ordinary you just can't seem to find? Stop in and see Chuck. The man is a bloodhound when it comes to finding stuff, and he will find it. So go get what you need at Deer Hunter Guns in Clearwater. It's just across the street from the original Hooters on Gulf to Bay.
Join Mark Charles Thursday nights at 11:05 for the MMA talk show featuring guest appearances by UFC fighters and the top MMA analysts, and takes your listener phone calls to get your take on the latest current events in the world of combat sports. Tampa Bay's business address, Money Talk 1010, takes off its tie and relaxes with Mark Charles and the MMA talk show every Thursday night at 11:05 p.m. MMA talk show highlights and interviews on OutsideInterferenceRadio.com.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors. Here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize our southern deer herds. From buck to doe to fawn, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
Thank you. Welcome back, Big Wild Outdoors.